Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so this is kind of funny, right? We're in the AFC South, so you got the Texans, the Colts, the Titans, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. And it's kind of a fun division ownership-wise right now. It's really fun now that, you know, Cal and Hannah are everybody's king and queen here in town.
They're cult heroes.
They're cult heroes, and it's fun because you
They are to us like Duran Duran is to England, I think.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking, Seth.
Like pop appeal, but also like cult hero status.
So in Indianapolis, we've got Jim Irsay, who we've had a ton of fun with through the years, right? He's of the quartile.
In the upper quartile of winners, we're in the top quartile of that upper quartile.
You've got Amy Adams Strunk, who everybody just despises right now.
Ugh.
And now and forever, right?
Yeah. She's just a little just petty.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's petty. She's even pettier than we are.
Yeah, I know. Which is like, we're paid to be petty.
Right.
You know, she's just doing it for recreation.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't serve a purpose.
You're a captain of industry. Act like it, okay? And then we've got the Jacksonville Jaguars, where...
Captain of collecting... checks from the family trust, but okay.
Shad Khan, actual captain of industry before getting into the NFL. And I don't know what they think of Shad Khan in Jacksonville right now. Like, the team is better than they've been on the aggregate over the last several years.
Not to go off on a huge tangent.
No, I'm legitimately wondering. I know you talk to people in Jacksonville.
Well, right. I mean, people are going to get frustrated with ownership and the decisions they make and the GMs they keep and all of that. But I think the biggest thing about Jacksonville is, like, for a team that was perennially, you know, floated out as the team that's going to go to London or the team that's going to get moved, like, Shad Khan is a billionaire who very much invests in Jacksonville.
Yes.
Like there, so I think at the end of the day, they're only going to go so far with any criticism of Shad Khan because they know that, like, if another owner had bought that team 15 years ago, they might be out of there.
They'd be gone. So I think what's interesting, too, when you look at this division is Shad Khan is the only first-generation owner in this division right now.
The one that made his money and bought the team,
you know, because Cal is obviously, you know, he and the family are inheriting the team from the late Bob McNair.
And especially like guy came over from I want to say he's Pakistan from Pakistan as a college student and then like invented a bumper that ended up being the bumper that's on 60% of all cars in America. He is a pick yourself up by the bootstraps.
Yes.
Like made in America story.
Entrepreneur.
That's really,
Yeah.
It's a really good story.
Right.
And then.
So you've got the Texans, second generation, and we just mentioned we like what Cal and Hannah are doing right now. You got Jim Irsay, who as a second generation owner, look, they've won a Super Bowl with him there. So he's quirky, but team's been largely successful. Amy Adams Strunk, the team has not been good by and large since she inherited the team from her dad. She is second generation. And now you got Shad Khan. And what's coming down the pipe for the second generation of Khans someday?
Yeah.
It's funny you should ask. Tony Khan is Shot Khan's son. He is involved in the soccer team that Shot Khan owns in some sort of executive position. He's director of football science or something like that for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But Tony Khan spends most of his time owning and writing storylines for, and now appearing on camera for, his wrestling company called All Elite Wrestling, which you can find on TNT and TBS throughout the week.
Which, so, I, knowing nothing at all about wrestling, but having attended one of the events, I thought was awesome.
It was fun.
It was the first time I've ever, like, just wholeheartedly jumped into, like, buying into wrestling and having fun with it, and I had a blast.
Yeah, I enjoy the product. I watch it, not every week, but I watch it a lot of weeks. I enjoy it. So Tony Khan is both the actual and storyline owner of the company, and he appeared on TV last week welcoming a wrestler who had been fired back into the company. It's Luke Perry's son, the late Luke Perry. It's his son. Luke Perry died? Yes. Yeah. Passed away.
Well, you can do the rest of this segment yourself. My goodness, I didn't even know.
You're going to be all right.
Okay, so Luke Perry's
kid gets welcomed back into the company. His name's Jack. Jack Perry. Boy is his name.
On
screen. No, he's got big curly hair. So he's got big foofy curly hair. He's
making a mistake not having sideburns.
So he in storyline punches Tony Khan in the stomach. Tony Khan goes down in a heap. Two other wrestlers who are kind of like Jack Perry's buddies in storyline come out, and they're trying to, like, hey, Jack, calm down. You shouldn't really do that to the owner of the company. And they just say, screw it, and end up giving a spike pile driver to Tony Khan and drive his head into the mat. And so now he's showing up with a neck brace on. He's fine. It's a storyline. But he was sitting in the Jacksonville War Room all weekend with the neck brace on, selling the wrestling storyline that's ongoing.
The pictures are so funny.
They're hilarious because he's a goofy-looking guy.
And he's really, if you guys were watching on YouTube when he interviewed him at the Super Bowl, like, he is a quirky guy. He's just kind of very, I loved talking to him, very interesting and everything, but he's just kind of quirky.
He's quirky. Yeah, Seth and I interviewed him on Radio Row. So, Tony Khan winds up doing a hit on the NFL Network with Mike Garofalo and Steve Wyche. They're back in the studio. He's on a split screen, and they're interviewing him, and they ask him about All Elite Wrestling, and and compared it to WWE, and here's what Tony Khan said.
We are the most successful sports startup since the AFL. Pre-merger, there has not been a challenger brand that has gained as much market share as AEW. In many, many, many years, we are like the Pepsi of pro wrestling.
Yeah.
And we're up against a really evil juggernaut. WWE is our competitor. That's who we're facing. AEW, like the Pepsi of pro wrestling. WWE is like the Harvey Weinstein of pro wrestling. And I'm really proud of what we do down here.
All right, Tony.
Yeah, you know the old Pepsi challenge where they put a can of Pepsi and a can of Harvey Weinstein on the table?
I'm sitting here trying to figure out, like, where's he going with this? Because, you know, I don't know if, like, aligning yourself against Coke in any metaphor is a good idea, just from a branding standpoint. Yeah. So, and maybe he realized that midway through and is like, no, instead of Coke, I'll say Harvey Weinstein.
Well, the Harvey Weinstein thing comes from all the accusations against Vince McMahon.
No, I know. I know, but he was mixing metaphors in a lot. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. It was goofy. Yeah. It was stupid.
I know where it comes from.
Yeah, well, the audience might not. That's why I'm saying. Like, the Vince McMahon, the former owner of WWE, is accused of a lot of really bad stuff and got let go by the company. Yeah, so that's... It didn't just come out of nowhere, is my point.
And he was wearing a neck brace while he was saying it.
While he was saying it, yeah. So
all because Jason Priestley battered him, theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically.
Ian Ziering?
It was actually Shannon Doherty who gave him a spike pile driver. She came out along with the chick, Jenny Garth, and they spike pile drove.
I'm like the Shannon Doherty of pro wrestling.
Right. And she's like the Sprite. Okay.
Yes.
So here was Tony Khan as he's wearing a neck brace in this interview on the NFL Network with two NFL reporters who are trying to do football stuff, probably.
Yeah.
They ask some offhanded question about the wrestling, and this is where it goes. And Mike Garofalo asks him, so what's the prognosis on your neck injury?
What's the prognosis? What are the doctors telling you?
Well, to be honest, I think you're going to have to tune in to AEW to find out what they have to say.
There we
Silly
go.
Me. You find out on TNT and TBS what my prognosis is and what's going to happen to me.
I'll tell you what, save all that stuff. Just tell us who you're taking tonight. We'll take that here. How about that?
Well, guys, you know, this is the NFL Network. There's a lot of people watching. I can't give out that kind of sensitive information. And also, a lot of things have to play out on the second and third round. And you can bet Trent and Doug and this great group, we're going to make good decisions and keep trying to make the team better. I think a lot of great things happening in Jacksonville this week.
He's saying all
this. And I'm going to go make out with Tori Spelling.
He's saying all this with a storyline wrestling neck brace on.
That's awesome.
He's going to own the team.
I actually enjoyed when you and I were talking to him. I think it was on Friday, right? It was the last day of the
last
Super Bowl.
Day,
that's when Radio Row,
or
the Media Center, as they call it now, starts kind of sputtering out. Yeah. I actually enjoyed his promotional part when he was talking about the wrestling, because he did it. He was pretty interesting in doing it. It didn't sound like he was, you know, reading. You know, obviously he's not reading copy or anything. I actually enjoyed that part.
They didn't. On the NFL Network.
Really?
No.
They take themselves so seriously.
Yeah.
Like, some of these TV football people are like, they got all wrapped up in their head. They think they're journalists, and they're like secretly ashamed of themselves that they're not. And it's all weird. Get over yourself, some of you.
See if you can sense it. If you watch the video, you can see Steve Wyche and Mike Garafolo like rolling their eyes when they're asking the prognosis or whatever. Let's see if you can hear the phrase.
What's the prognosis? What are the doctors telling you?
Well, you know, to be honest, I think you're going to have to tune in to AEW to find out what they have to say.
There we
Silly
go. Me.
You find out on TNT and TBS what my prognosis is and what's going to happen to me.
I'll tell you what.
Silly me. You can hear one of them.
I could tell one of them was doing that thing where you, like, passive-aggressively grab your stack of papers and start, like, pushing it down on the table. Yeah.
I think one of them
like,
was.
Like, okay, I'm cleaning up, ready to go here. Okay.
I got to go back and watch.
That's a power move. You got to start doing that more. Sometimes when you get upset with me that we were supposed to have gone to break, but I'm still talking, start pounding your papers like that. Yes.
I know what's going to happen. Ben, the first time I do it, he's going to go, I can see you stacking your papers there, Sean.
Yeah. What?
I love that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tony Khan, man, he's gonna own the Jacksonville Jaguars.
When he owns the Jaguars, and then that's when people will get nervous about it. Now Shad Khan doesn't look like he's kicking the bucket anytime soon.
Okay,
he looks like he's loving life. He's a bad influence on Jerry Jones. He lives life to the fullest.
He does.
And Jerry can't keep up anymore.
Tony somehow got his dad to work into this storyline. Like when Tony got pile driven into the mat, you had like a lot of referees and officials from AEW coming out to check on him as they're bringing the stretcher out. Shad Khan came down and checked on his son, you know?
I'll tell you what, like if Ballers, the TV show, is still around or something like that, on the surface of it, this is a plot for a TV show about the NFL.
Yes.
Where like you've got this owner who is like a hardworking dude that made his fortune, but then he's got this son that like has 19 different businesses going all the time, and like it's incredible, like it's wacky stuff that it's a whole thing. If they Sean's stacking his papers. Fine. You know what? You do the next damn segment by yourself. Let's see who's wearing a neck brace tomorrow. How do you feel about that, Pendergast?
This is how I feel about it.
Go to break, you stupid Nick.
I feel
Nick.
Like this. All right, Peyton Pendergast with you. Charles Barkley went nuclear on the state of Texas over the last 2 days. He didn't get just one. He got an ocean and he got a river walk in the last 2 days. We have that for you. And also the player I wish the Texans had moved up and gotten based purely on his press conference. We have that for you coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.